Hello and welcome. I am Crystal Hughes, and today we are talking about the energetic management system, and specifically we're talking about body scanning. Thank you for being here and your presence and all of your consciousness and all that you do. And it is so wonderful to have this opportunity to connect with you here today. I am going to be doing some intuitive readings after we set the golden grid and we discuss body scanning. And we are going to have an opportunity to have you get some clarity from your higher self. So please go to the question box and put in your question. Now, about the energetic management system, we all know that our physical condition has been scientifically linked to our mentality. And we have to have the tools to learn how to handle that mental state of being, because it can truly impact our life to the degree to which we can experience positive energy flow, or we can experience other people's negative perspectives or energies, and it allows us to maintain this sense of self. Now, we are always going through shifts and changes and adjustments in our lives. Sometimes we can get sideswiped, things come out of the blue, we don't expect them. And the energetic management system is really about getting centered, being grounded, understanding the control and the power that we have within to have a certain perspective on life and to perceive life as it comes towards us. We get to choose how to perceive all of the things that are occurring in our life. And many times, if we're not grounded, if we're not connected in, if we haven't learned and studied and practiced these tools, we'll feel as if we have no choice. But that isn't true. So we've already heard that, and we know, I'm sure we know at this point, that there is that choice of moving into our personas, moving into our patterns, and taking the perspective from that place. But I want to teach you today about the perceptual positions in which you can actually perceive life and go in and out and be able to be the witness and to choose to be the witness rather than choose to allow the life's energies to impact you in a way that are debilitating. I'm talking about pain in the body. I'm talking about illness, and I'm talking about disease. I'm talking about being in a space where you don't feel as if you have a power to overcome heartbreak. Those are the things we're talking about today. So that's why I'm doing this series and why this is so important, because with the EMS, you're really taking charge of your experience and your reality and allowing yourself to come into vibrational alignment. And we're talking about alignment with your higher selves. What's unfolding with the quality of your life in relationship, in wealth, in health, in your spirituality, and are you gaining those tangible results that you're really wanting due to staying in the integrity and vibration as your higher self, living as that? So I want to first start with getting us into alignment, and how we get into alignment with our higher self is aligning to the universe, being grounded, being in a state of stability, and connecting to the golden grid, which is the structure of the universe. Today we're going to work with confidence energy. We're going to allow that confidence to move in and through us, and we are going to blast that confidence energy out and through the grid, so people that are really needing that right now to feel a sense of powerful control over their lives and to just have that one last little bit of, you know, nourishment and push within their being to step into living as their higher self, we are going to offer that to them today, and you're going to be a part of this global activation. That's what we're doing. So let's have you just first off connect in with the heart space and just allow yourself to move into the quiet space of your heart. getting centered at that point. We call it the convergence point, the heart convergence point, right there in the center of your being, in the center of your heart. And get into the rhythm of your heartbeat. Allow the vibrational resonance of your heartbeat to align with the pulse of the universe. Breathing in, exhaling out. There you go. Now dropping your awareness down inside your body. Many times we're thinking about so many other things that we have to juggle in one day. Bring your awareness back into your body so that you have control over it. All the way down below your eyebrows. Imagine your awareness becoming very thin and narrow, compacted, so you become this little power pack of energy. Where your awareness is, your power is. We want it to be internalized so that you can then consciously choose where to direct your energy, your perspective. So bringing it down underneath the eyebrows, behind the eyes, in front of the spine. So you're just reclining against your spine and draw the energy down as your attention goes to the base of your spine. You're drawing your awareness down and moving it all the way through your torso, down through your legs, down into your feet and toes. Excellent. So now you're heart-centered, your awareness is anchored in your body, and now we're going to ground. So grounding, the first exercise in the energetic management system, dropping down a grounding cord from the base of your spine into and through the earth. Now imagine as you are rooting deeper, anchoring deep into the earth, in the center of the earth is this large ball of light. This is your high vibrational recycling plant. It holds the Schumann waves of resonance energy that can transmute anything upon contact. Anything. Ideas, thoughts, images, energies, whatever it is, you can send it down through your grounding cord and ground it out and fully transmute it. Okay, now let's get on the grid. So as we know, we are connected into that convergence point in the heart. We are aligned with the pulse of the universe. Imagine the golden grid divine structure that flows through all things, flowing through you, a golden beam of light from the grid, vertical line coming down through your crown chakra, moving through your body. And all the way down into the earth and through the earth. And imagine a horizontal line coming in from the front of your body, moving into your heart chakra, through the body, out the back heart chakra. And then another horizontal line coming in from one side of your body, through your heart chakra and out the other side. I want you to imagine now with your intention. With your intention calling forth the energy is from the universe. You're activating that grid, lighting it up, and call forth confidence. Remember a time when you felt confident, in tune. Allow that confidence energy to move in and through you. Ah, now send it out from your heart. Confidence energy in all of the people, the animals, every being in the universe experiencing what it feels like to feel that healthy confidence, that truth of the self as the supreme being, activating their hearts, opening them up. What a beautiful blessing. Ah, so sweet. Just allowing that confidence energy to just keep flowing through you. Excellent. So now let's do a little bit of self-reflection. Okay? We're going to be talking about the body scanning exercise. And what that is, the body scanning exercise actually allows us to thoroughly scan our body for discovering and locating trapped energy that promotes pain in the body, illness, disease, heartache, hurt. I mean, all of the things that we experience as humans on a daily basis, but we must use our inner eyes. You see, you might have made up a story that you can't do this, that you can't feel into your body, that you can't see things in your body. Well, that's a story. And what we're here to do today is to break that story up. We're burning that story. We're getting rid of that story. You're practicing now using your inner eyes. So what that means is you have to switch off your mind and switch on your intuition. So you're looking from your inner eyes. We know that emotions and emotional energies are stored in the body, right? They gather in the emotional body of our energetic system, our aura. And if you remove the emotions out of your body, you're clearing up incidences in your life. So if you've had a moment or what we call a point of pain on your timeline, you experienced some kind of drama or traumatic experience, some event from the past that shocked you, you actually, in order to undo that, need to discover where you're still holding the emotional part of that in your body. So the event occurs, the energy comes into your energetic field and awareness, it is being pulled through your chakras, and it can get trapped in your body and it can begin to calcify. It begins to harden. It's held in there. So next time we'll be doing the emotional releasing where I'm going to teach you actually how to release it. Today we want to just understand this perceptual position that we can take to go within and to experience fully the emotions that occurred during that event or that experience, or whether we can begin to experience and perceive it from a place of power. The term for this that we use in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm a master practitioner of, is called association versus disassociation. Now, of all the exercises in NLP, this is really considered the most important. The perspective of taking an association or a disassociation position essentially allows us to be empowered to heal, to shift. And again, remember, it's all about us being able to be empowered in the moment over our own reality. That's what builds confidence with the self. That's what builds trust with the self, and that leads to greater self-esteem. When we're in the vibration of confidence and self-esteem and trust, we are more aligned as the divine creator. So essentially, association means being immersed in one's own experience in the present as if. And it's being, it's remembering as if. Whereas disassociation means thinking or perceiving of oneself in a way as if you're thinking of the situation happening way back then. And I'm going to give you an example. But I want you to know, in terms of images, being associated means seeing an experience as if it were actually happening through your own eyes. You're participating in it Where being disassociated means watching oneself go through the experience, somewhat like watching a movie of it, right? So an example is going on vacation. You're on vacation, and imagine you're in the south of France. You're in the south of France, and you're experiencing the warmth of the sun there. You're experiencing the beautiful beach area. You're taking in all of the sounds and the smells, and you are having someone take a picture of you and the person that you're there with, your companion. So you're getting your picture taken, and you're experiencing all of the senses being enlivened in that moment. That's association. Disassociation is after you've gone back home and you look at the picture and you're looking at yourself in the picture with your companion and you're remembering what it was like. Now you can still imagine this, all the senses being enlivened, but it's not happening in that moment. You're creating distance. You're creating distance. So if someone remembers or fantasizes an experience in an associated way, then one will feel all the emotions involved. They'll be reliving that experience. Whereas if one visualizes it in a disassociated manner, it's from the outside. And that person in the disassociated state will be more emotionally objective. So at least one's emotions will be about the experience. Oh, I remember that. I remember that. I was feeling so happy during that time. And so it's not re-experiencing them as if now. But what you find, obviously, is when you're in an experience, you can be anchored to something, like when you hear the sound, when you hear a song, and then you're anchored back in that state. You're fully associating to maybe that song causing you sadness, right? Or you can disassociate. So what we want to do is we want to practice what it means like to be in the different perspective. So you can imagine yourself in a time when you had that picture taken, you were on vacation, or you can actually place yourself in there. So I just want to do a quick exercise it's an easy exercise that allows you to gain perspective on your surroundings, and it gives you an idea of what your power is and what most people, they're looking through life in one way or the other. And so if you want to just play with perspective and get a sense of how you can shift your perspective instantly, this is an exercise that I use when I'm stuck in one perspective and I know I'm stuck in the perspective and I need to get myself out of it. I do this exercise just to remember that I have choice. So if you can be standing or you can be sitting. I just wouldn't do this necessarily while driving, okay? But what you're going to do is let's just have you put your right hand over your right eye. So you're going to put your right hand, close your right eye, put your right hand over your right eye, and I want you to look through your left eye, and I want you to go all the way and see what's your peripheral vision like. When you have your right hand covering your right eye and you're just looking through your left eye, it's kind of limited on the right hand side, isn't it? Now let's go ahead and take the left hand and put the left hand over the left eye. Now I'm doing this as well. So left hand over the left eye. And now take a look at it from your right eye perspective. It cuts off some of the peripheral vision on your left side. Well, that's the same thing that happens with us. When we get caught in a certain perspective, we are only looking through one set of eyes. We're not necessarily looking through our higher self eyes or higher self perspective. We're looking through our lower self perspective. But in order to grow and expand, we want to lose attachment to our perspective. We want to be able to live with that higher self perspective and reality that's way more expansive. And especially as we're evolving and growing, we want to expand and grow into that higher level of perspective and perceiving the world. Okay? So that's one exercise that I do that you can use. If you're talking to someone and it kind of goes from a discussion into an argument and you find yourself taking a perspective or a stance on a position, do that exercise and kind of get yourself out of being so associated to what's happening. Many times I'm sure you've taken a perspective and then you've grown out of it and you looked back and you said, oh my goodness, I can't believe I once thought that or I was felt so strongly about that. We want to grow. We want to be flexible. And the person with the most flexibility has the most power. So we want to be able to have power in a sense of confidence and trust and the awareness to make choices that actually align with the wholeness of ourselves, the beingness of ourselves. Okay, so now let's go ahead and I'm going to take you through the body scanning exercise. We're going to actually go through the body scanning exercise and then we'll take questions and I'll do some intuitive readings, okay? So the body scanning exercise, just get started now by finding a comfortable position. And again, you're closing your eyes, you're using your inner eyes. And I want you to dissociate from your body. So you're looking at your twin outside of you. You know how when you look at yourself in a mirror, it's almost as if, okay, I'm in there and I'm right here. I'm inside the mirror and I'm right here. That's what it's like. I want you to imagine pulling your body out of you. You're dissociating. Now I want you to think of a certain event. Now don't get an event that's too traumatic right now because I'm not right there with you. Let's just have you think an event. Maybe it was a disturbing event or a frustrating event, whatever it was. But I want you to just recall an event now. And we're going to scan the body. So you're going to start by asking yourself these questions I'm going to ask you right now. Where am I storing the emotion related to this event? So ask yourself, where am I storing the emotion related to this event? And what you're going to do is you're going to start at the top of your head and you're going to imagine with your inner eyes scanning the body. Now, if you're kinesthetic, feel as you're scanning. Scan with your little feelers, do you see? If you're clairgnostic, you're going to be in the knowingness. You might just know immediately. Where am I storing the emotion related to this event? Or you may hear it. You may hear your guides tell you. What part of my body am I holding the emotion? In what part of my body am I holding the emotion? Now just start scanning your body. You can even do it in sections. From your head, your neck, your shoulders. Going down into your torso. Your arms, your hands. Then you can go into your waist, your legs, into your feet and toes. Notice if your attention is being pulled in any one area. Now it might be drawn to a couple. You might even see something light up, or you might have a feeling in your own body, even though you're disassociated. But I want you to practice keeping your body outside of you. Don't reassociate. This is the practice of body scanning. And you might just have this moment of instantly knowing as you ask the questions. Okay, now we're going to identify the emotion. We're going to identify the emotion. What is the emotion that I'm holding concerning this event, concerning this experience? What is the emotion that I'm holding concerning this event? So notice how much information this gives you. You know exactly where in the body, or maybe even a couple places in the body, that because that event happened, the emotional energy you took in came in, hit you, you were impacted by it. That energy is still in your body, and now you're discovering where it is. That is powerful. You're being able to identify what the emotion is. What emotion am I holding? Anger, fear, frustration, sadness, disappointment, guilt, grief, despair. And then you're going to be able to release it. Okay, now what we're going to do is I'm going to have you come all the way back. Now you've got to bring your body back in within you. So now you're going to associate, bring all the way back within you. Okay? Now I can't just leave you in this space, right? Even though this is the body scanning part of it, I don't want to just leave you in the space, having now no knowing what the emotion is and where it is. So what we're going to do is we're going to spin a vortex around our energetic field in our body. So again, just come all the way back to now, being fully present in your body. Imagine a vortex of energy around your body, and I just want you to imagine sending down any lower level energies, any images, anything that you can clear, release, and let go of right now. Sending it down, burning it up in that ball of light in the center of the earth. Releasing that. Good. Okay, now go ahead and leave the vortex up because we're going to be doing some questions and answers. Sometimes it triggers something within you. You have an emotional response. You want to be able to release it in that vortex. Be responsible with your energy. Send it down and transmute it. At the end, you're going to need to collapse that vortex and call your emotional energy back. Okay? The other thing is that you can go ahead and look in the energetic management system. There's a videos in PDF, and you can go ahead and do the emotional releasing and replacing exercise if you want to after this call, okay? So feel free to go ahead and go before us and go into the other exercises and practice. This is the core of energy management. These exercises. Okay, so you want to be really proficient at them. Practice them until it's like, you know, you might think this is elemental. It's the basics, but it's the foundation. You have to have that strong foundation in order to go higher. Okay, all right. So coming all the way back to now, let's go ahead and do the question and answer. I know I love this section and part of it all, and so do you. So let's see, who do we have here? Excellent. Okay. Woohoo. I love this. Okay. From Ottawa, Ontario, I'm going to unmute you now. You're going to be live, okay? And you can just ask me your question. Hello there.
Hello, it's Wilma. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, hi Wilma, thank you.
Thank you. I know that you, the entire purpose of today is to do the scan ourselves.
Sure.
But that's one thing that I've never been able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look inside you and see energetically what there is as a blockage, because I'm not sure if you're aware, but we actually run energy uniquely through our system. But there's a structure in which we run energy through. And when I work with someone and read how they manage their energy, uniquely I do an intuitive assessment for them. We can find out where the blockages are. So now as I'm tuning in with you, Wilma, what I'm seeing is that you should be running energy vertically, but you're running energy horizontally. So for some reason, you thought that you've had to be out in the world more rather than do a lot of the internal work. So let me just ask you this. What do you do for a living?
I work in the travel agency.
Okay. So, again, this is something that's out there. It's working with people. You're not only working with people, you're connecting them with other places all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're flowing a lot of energy horizontally, outward, outward, outward. But what we need is we need you to bring your energy, the path of your energy, through your vertical channel.
So here's what's
mm-hmm.
strange. And
mm-hmm.
I normally my visualization skills are excellent. And
but
when you ask about doing the internal scan,
yes.
I've never been able to do that. What
yes.
I have been able to do, and it's totally opposite to what you're just saying, is when I do see a hologram of myself,
uh-huh.
I see a light. You know, like the light, those long light bulbs you see in the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like
a channel of light.
Mind.
Yes, like
mm-hmm.
that. So I see that. So I'll see a hologram of my body, and
mm-hmm.
I'll see that light from the crown of my head going mm-hmm. all the way down to almost like it's impaling me, sort of thing.
That's your vertical channel.
Okay, but that's what I see when I.
You see it, but what I'm saying is you're not running it that way.
Okay.
And this is the point. I mean, you know, this is
wow.
the cool thing about the intuitive assessment.
Okay.
It's because you have to know how you run energy. And you're at the point in your life where I would say probably within the last 6 or 7 years, your higher self's been trying to get you to run energy more vertically rather than horizontally. So how long have you known that there's been this calling for more internal intuitive work?
Wow, that would be for like the past 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And that's the amount of time that I've been experiencing a severe financial block.
Okay, this is the key for you. So what you're wanting to do is spend more time not just looking and seeing that vertical channel. You're going to imagine flipping your horizontal channel up straight.
Okay.
So just think of it this way. If you had a horizontal line, like you imagine that golden grid moving through you, but a horizontal line coming through your third eye chakra and
uh-huh.
through your body and out the back third eye chakra, what would happen if you just flipped that up and now that's just vertical? And that's your practice. That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Now, what I'm seeing is, and I'm going to go ahead and do a quick reading here, what I'm seeing is at 5 years old, something impacted your head.
Oh, I was hit and run over by a car.
Okay.
And the only damage that was done, like I was in a coma for 8 days, but my head was split open. I didn't break anything, just
uh-huh.
my head.
Yeah. So that actually was an experience to help awaken and open you. Okay? So, but what we need to do is we need to clear the emotion around that experience
okay.
because that's going to help your horizontal line go vertical, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to the webinar here. All right. We have Sophie from Brussels. Dear Crystal, I was feeling great and uplifted and starting great new projects, like a huge shift in my life, and suddenly a family situation has arisen that has triggered very painful memories of abuse, and it seems I just can't receive my previous state. Okay, got it. It seems as if I'm getting in a depressed state. Do you have any insights for me to help recover my true me? Warmest Sophie. Sophie, I see a man actually in your energetic body. And in your field, and it's messing with your mental body and your emotional body. So what you're wanting to do, Sophie, is you're needing to extract that person, okay? So it's a man, and I'm seeing I'm seeing that he's probably in your body two-thirds of the way in. So you're going to need to do the disassociation like we did today, and you're going to need to scan your body, see how he's in your body, and then extract him out of your body, okay? And then you have to take that space up with your consciousness. Now, the key to releasing anything is to make sure that you clear the emotional energy that's holding it in place, holding the picture in place, holding the emotional energy in place connected to an event, holding a person in place. It doesn't matter what's in your body or in your energetic field. It's locked in because of the emotion. So clear the emotion, the emotional releasing exercise, and then make sure you pull him out, okay? All right, perfect. Here we go. Heather from Dumfries. Hello, dear Crystal. Could you please tune into my higher self to find out the best way for me to open and access my clairaudience and clairvoyance? I believe I'm on the verge of opening and accessing these gifts. Okay, Heather. All right, I'm going to tune in to you, and let's just see. We want clairaudience and clairvoyance. What I'm seeing is a knot. It's a hard nodule knot of energy trapped right in, right, I would say even around your pineal gland, okay? And it's a hard knot, but on the outside it's got this kind of mucusy stuff, right? Now let me just, okay, 3 years old. All right, 3 years old, and what I'm seeing is I'm seeing some kind of violation at 3 years old with your body, all right? So it was just something that felt inappropriate, something that felt like someone crossed the line. Now, I don't know, I'm not even stating that there's some kind of sexual abuse or anything like that, but it was something inappropriate. Could it have even been a spanking or something like that? Okay, but what happened was there's this kind of hard nodule and blob of energy up in that space in the center of your head where your vertical line comes down, and then your ear chakras come out, okay? So what I'd like you to do is work on clearing that, all right? Okay, Lynn from Albany. Hi, Crystal. I've been working to release old junk. Wow. Could you scan over me, please, and see if I have any blocks? Okay, Lynn from Albany. I'm tuning in right to you. Back sacral chakra, frustration, anger. There's a little bit of insecurity, and I'm seeing that there's a 7-year-old girl persona, like a little girl persona that is you know what? She has her issue is not being willing to share. There's something around someone trying to take something from you and you trying to grab it, and she's holding this whole thing about not being able to share. So if you could pull her out, you know, and do the disassociation and check her, scan her, and then see what emotions trapped in her and clear that and grow her up, okay? And integrate that energy back in with fresh new energy, okay? All right, we have Kathy from Kent, England. Hello again, lovely Crystal. Please, can you scan me to see which persona keeps trying to sabotage my soulmate relationship? Thank you. Love, Kathy. Okay, Kathy, let's just go ahead and see what's going on. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing an entity energy. So it doesn't look like it doesn't look like you. It looks like somebody else. It actually looks like a kind of a gremlin, okay? And it's on the right side. I wouldn't be surprised if you've had issues with your right eye or right head, you know, headache, earache, sinus issues, even in your throat. All right, so what you're going to want to do is extract that entity out of your being, and it does have to do with kind of a gruff, angry energy. All right, okay, here we go. Jada from Los Angeles. Crystal, I've been homeless and looking for permanent employment and housing. Can you take a look at this and help me move some of the obstacles out of the way? And also, can you see if it belongs to me? Yeah, now what I have to tell you is sometimes going through the ascension process, you will end up homeless And, you know, your whole life, it's kind of like, what in the heck is going on? It's not unusual. It's just frustrating, right? So I want to make sure first and foremost that that you understand. And maybe you're already at the level, but I'm going to say this anyway. Your state or condition has nothing to do right now with who you be, okay? So even though you're going through this situation and it feels impossible, it might feel helpless for whatever reason, it's really not the reflection, okay? Because I just want to say that because many times people say, well, your outer reality is the expression of your inner reality. And I get that at some level, but with the ascension process and with the cycles of evolution, it kind of blows that out of the water. Because the cycle that we're going through is a cycle of detachment, and it's complete detachment many times. And so at this moment, what you would do is you have to call out for help from friends and family and really be okay with that. I have a really good friend that's going through this process, through the ascension process. And again, you know, I'm having to convince her at every turn that she needs to let me help her. And, you know, of course, pride and all these things and all the accomplishments, you know, and all the shoulds, I should be this way, I should be that way, you shouldn't have to do that. That's nonsense now. That's why we've created a community, because it's the time to rely on community right now. When we're going through the ascension process, we have to rely on others. And everybody, you've got to be open to helping your fellow divine beloved goddess and your brother, okay? All right, so that being said, I'm going to tune right into your higher self and see what your higher self has to say about it. Okay, so what I'm seeing immediately that shows up is that your aura is not down and around your body. Your aura is up around your waist. Like literally, your energetic bodies are up, okay? We can't function in the world when we're so exposed, especially with the lower level chakras. With the ascension process, we're having to remodel our aura. Okay? I'm doing a call on this tonight at 5 p.m. I would suggest get on the call. Because we're going through this ascension process, we're being remodeled. What I'm seeing for you is that the remodeling is taking you out. Like you're literally being taken out of your grounded state with anchored awareness. So you have grounded awareness. And the grounded awareness means your auric field is all the way around your body. In your case, it isn't. So what you have to practice is pulling that aura down around your body. Your aura is struggling between 3 feet around and 5 feet around. It's wanting to grow and expand. Okay? And so you are just going through a cycle, and what we need is we need to have your aura be down below your feet. That's going to help you gain traction so that you can remove things. The other thing is at 9 years old, there was some kind of impactful event that occurred. That has to be addressed, and you've got to clean up the pain and the suffering around that 9 years old. Okay? All right, let's see what we have back on the phone here. All right, so let's go in. All right, we have from South Mills, North Carolina. Hello there.
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to ask, I have had migraines for probably 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've done a lot of inner work trying to figure it out because nothing, you know, medically helps. And I know there's something there maybe around not recognizing maybe my, you know, maybe any psychic abilities I have. I don't know, but I was hoping you might be able to help.
Yeah, well, when I first said, how are you, I immediately got headache. Now, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing a chronic energy that is in and around your head, and it looks like if you imagine a monkey on your head, not on your back, right? A monkey on your head, like wrapped around your head. It's a dark energy. I believe that it is, it's an inner conflict between how you were raised to believe and what you actually believe. Now, let me just scan this because we could call this an entity, right? It's an energy of thought forms that's accumulated. So let me just go ahead and scan. I want to see if it's from you, your family, or if it's just something else that's foreign. So I'm going to scan. Is this entity or energy around your head from you? No, it's not from you. Is it from your family? Okay, it is ancestral, and let's just check and see, is it foreign as well, being passed down through your family? No. So it is ancestral, okay? So where I'd like you to go is, what are the beliefs that have been passed down such that you haven't been able to be free to express your psychic abilities?
Okay.
Does anything come to mind?
The only thing is, when I was doing ancestral work, uh-huh, I got that my great-grandmother was psychic but had to hide it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Or,
yeah, I actually get three generations ago, okay?
Okay.
So we've got to have you go three generations ago, all right?
Okay.
Now, because it causes the migraines, what happens is sometimes it's going to be hard for you to get your own perspective. So with this one, if you have to have a session or do something like that, there's a couple, I could do it, but there's a couple of other people as well that work with entities and energies like this that can help you pull it off. Okay.
Okay.
So you just need to just email me, crystalhughes@gmail.com, if that's something that you want to do. But I would first go three generations ago, it's ancestral, see if you can work on that.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love all of you guys so much. Okay, here we go. Okay, we have Diane from Portugal. Hi, Crystal. Can you please ask my higher self for scan and see if I'm on the right track with what I've been doing? Is there anything that I should know that will help me with my spirituality? Many blessings to you. Okay, so let's just check and see on the right track with what you've been doing. I'm not sure. That's a little vague, but let me just ask your higher self. Will help with your spirituality. I'm going to tune in to you, Diane. Okay, so what I'm seeing first and foremost is that there is what looks like a noose, like a noose around your neck. I'm seeing your air being pulled out of you. Now let's just see, is this a past life? No, it's not a past life. So this is symbolic, and it's symbolic of the full self-expression. There's a part of you that's hiding, and she's around 12 or 13 years old. She's inside your chest and out the back. So this persona is taking up about 70 to 75% of your power. You're going to pull her out and work on clearing her. Full self-expression is what you're going towards, okay? All right. Okay, so here we go. Linda from St. Paul says, thank goodness I've been looking for this for me and my son. My son, a confused young man, he feels and does things that are different from who he is. I believe he has influence from my father who died, but I also believe my father had the same influence making them so unsettled. Can this be cleared so my son can live his own life, not my father's? Okay, Linda, I'm going to go right in, and you're from St. Paul. I just want to make sure. Okay, I'm going right in. So I'm going to tune in to you and your son, and I'm going to check and see the relationship between your son and your father. So I am seeing the contract. I am seeing that the contract is still there. You're going to first off burn the contract between your son and your father. Okay, now what we have to do in order for that to be complete, though, is to go in and see what the karmic tie is, right? So what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a black energy, but it's like a box attached to the back of your son, and then there's a cord that goes directly to your and through the ancestral lineage. So what we're working on is getting this black box energy off the back of your son's heart chakra. Okay, now let me just tune in and see what's going on there, if it's just a deposit or an implant. Is it just a deposit? Yeah, so it is. So it's karmic. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to be the mediator, like you're the liaison between the divine and your father's mishap, whatever was attacking your father. Now let me just tune in and see as much as I can. Sometimes I can scan. Sometimes they'll let me. I want to know if it goes back farther than your father. Yes. So let's just see. We're actually talking about 10 generations ago, okay? And so I want you to float up above your timeline all the way back 10 generations ago, looking down through your paternal lineage, what happened there, okay? And let's have you get that perspective and see, and then again, clear the emotion out of the event and set everybody free. Everybody in your lineage, including you, okay? All right, Karen F. from Ontario. Hi, Crystal, could you help me now? I have health issues with swallowing solid food for a long time with no medical cause found. Could you let me know what's causing this and how I can open my throat to swallow more solid foods? I feel a lack of motivation, low energy, stuck in my life with money, health, relationships, purpose here. Could you help me now? Thanks, hugs. Okay, Karen F. from Ontario. I'm going to tune in and let's just see what's going on with the health issues with swallowing food. Well, actually what I'm getting is a past life incarnation. Suffocation is what happened. And I actually am getting that, it's like the suffocation. You died. You actually died in that lifetime. Okay. There's tremendous fear coming through the eyes as I look at the image of right before you are crossing over. That fear energy has come into this lifetime. So what I would suggest doing is not only going back through the timeline and doing that exercise, floating up above and going back, but what I would suggest is actually doing an integration work where you're pulling out the persona, the part of you that is afraid of somehow being suffocated or choking or having some issue, okay? Because what I'm seeing is it turns your body inside out. Like there's so much fear, your whole being turns inside out, and then you're at a loss of power. And that's what's happening right now. It's coming to this culmination point where you can't go forward with this there still, okay? So that's what needs to be cleared. Okay, Elizabeth says, hi, Crystal. I have a lot of shame and hard shell around my body. I think this is genetic from my mother. I would be very grateful for checking it for me and helping me to release. Millions of blessings. Okay, Elizabeth, let's just check and see. This hard shell around your body and the shame, is it ancestral? Yeah. Is it from your maternal lineage? Absolutely. So I'm getting actually only 2 generations ago, and the shame is in the back of the head, the throat, and there's a disgusting feeling that is lodged in the back of the throat and in the back of the head. You know, it's bulbous. It comes out the back like a light bulb shape out of the back of the throat chakra. Okay, so I'm trying to see what the emotion is there besides shame. No, it's just like dishonoring. Okay, and it feels like abuse. All right. Okay, here we go. Let's just see. We have Leanne from Waldport. Hi, Crystal. Much love and light to you and everyone on the call. What would my body like me to know? Thanks so much. Okay, Leanne, let's just go ahead and check and see here. what your your body is like. I'm feeling immediately the energy is being taken to the power center, to the stomach, going into the intestines and into the sidewalls of the intestines. So what's that telling me is there's indigestion or issues with clearing out the intestines and colon. And what I would suggest doing as your higher self is talking to me is like, I see you drinking and cleaning out the sidewalls of your intestines. Your body's not receiving the nutrients that it needs. And there's lower level anxiety caused from this. There's moodiness sometimes, as well as your physical body not getting the energy that it needs. Okay? All right. Okay, here we go. Santa from Brooklyn. Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for all your help with these courses. Light and love to you. Aw, you're beloved and everyone else on these calls. Oh, my God. Thank you. Can you tell me if I have a soul contract or karma with this person? I'm not going to say their name. If so, would I be able to cancel or remove the soul contract or karma on my own? Okay, let's just check and see. Do you have a soul contract with this person? Oh, yeah. Okay, let's just see if you're able to remove it and all the karma on your own. Well, it's about 75%, okay? So either we can do it and get it all, or you can do the first part of it, 75%, and we can get the other. So whatever works best for you, okay? All right, and it's an ancient contract. You went back, it looks like 5 lifetimes ago with that person, okay? All right, okay, let's just see. Let's go back to the phone. Who's on the phone? Okay, from Walden, New York. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Crystal. How you doing?
Hi there. I thought that was you.
Yes. I'm honored to be on the call again. I'm always honored to be on these calls. They're amazing calls.
Thank you.
I have a question because I remember when we first talked, it was about like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the financial abundance situation. So as I've been doing more releasing since the past month, but one of the things I try to do is when I sit there, like I try to just focus on letting myself be there all day, but I either get pain in my neck or my back or sometimes in my legs. But I don't know because like, I'm just like, I don't know what the energy is, why like
okay.
Sometimes like.
Okay, I'm already getting it. It actually, there is trapped energy in your legs, but what I was actually hearing for you from your higher self is to have you jog or run or walk. The important thing for you right now to get out and release the stagnancy. This is stagnancy that comes from your mother's line, okay? So it's your genealogical line on your mother's side. So do you know if you're on your mom's side, did they have any issues with the legs, like varicose veins or knee issues or anything like that?
Well, I know my mother had to get hip surgery.
Okay. So that could definitely be it. This stagnancy comes from your mom's line, and it has to do with your legs. So what we have to do for you to counteract that is we need you, and you may not feel like it, but you've got to push yourself to run or walk, and I mean walk fast, you know, like go out on a walk, and to jog, and what I would suggest is if you can, after you're done running, sit down at the base of the tree and imagine all the energy that you brought up to the surface to go down into the earth and have that tree help you ground it out. Sometimes that's what we need. Now, I have to share, when I was going through my ascension process, I felt like I couldn't move, like there was concrete on my ankles. You know, like I couldn't even move my legs. So, but for you, that might not be the case, but some people on the call might be having that experience. In that case, you have to push yourself. beyond what's comfortable. You might feel like taking a nap, and you have to tune in and ask, is this just a stagnant energy, or does my body really need to take a nap? And in that case, if it's just stagnant energy, then you have to push yourself, okay? So that's what I would do, all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go. Let's go back. We have a few more calls or questions that we can take. Okay, here we go. Tina from Maryland says, Crystal, my heart has been so heavy for the past few days. Would you scan me and help me understand what is going on and how I can move forward from this heaviness? Okay, Tina, I'm going to tune right in. Ugh. And I'm literally tasting this stuff that's like, it's like sludge that's sitting on the top of your chest and on your shoulders. It's like on the front part, though. Shoulders in the front. So I totally get that it's in your chest and in your heart space. Okay? And it tastes like if you imagine the taste of dirty socks, right? That's the taste that I'm getting right now. And I've never tasted dirty socks, but I'm just imagining that that's the taste of it, okay? Now, I know it's not humorous when you're going through it, obviously. So, I'm not discounting that at all. So let me go ahead and tune in, Tina, and see what's going on. And this is like some ancient suffering. You know, this is ancient, ancient suffering of your people, okay? I don't know what your people means, but, you know, it's like suffering from the collapse of a village or your people being killed. You know, this, we're talking about war-like suffering, yeah? Grief, okay? So what we're going to have you do is clear grief out of your being. And it's in your emotional body. It goes through the mental body. And it's even going, evidently this is being passed over to you because you've got ancestors around you that I'm seeing that haven't fully grieved. And it's like they're hanging around, and when you clear the grief, they will be set free, okay? So I would clear grief, okay? All right, so here we go. Maura from Athens. I've injured my right knee 3 times in the last month. Oh, my gosh. Sweetheart, what is happening? Wow, I originally injured during the first half of last year 3 times with a period of 5 months, and it seemed to have healed quite well. However, during the month of December, it started playing up, and then in January, I've injured it again 3 times within 3 weeks. What does this possibly mean? Oh. Okay, let me go in and see. Oh, your right knee. Oh, goodness. This is about confusion, okay? Oh, your higher self is trying to get you to clarity, and this is confusion energy. So everybody, let's spin the vortex. We're going to spin the vortex around. We're going to send down any energy of confusion. Everybody, send down, consciously send down any energy of confusion out of your body, out of your whole body being, your auric field, and especially out of the right knee. So that has to do, Maura, with moving forward with your creative endeavors, with projects, with business, with finances, with your purpose work. If you're coming up against that, you know, what should I do next? That's what's going on. It's really rattling your cages, though. So when you clear the confusion work, everybody clear confusion. Okay, now we're going to replace it with clarity. So it's probably a good time, everyone. Sending down the vortex vacuum, you know, that was around you, dissolving all of that, making sure everything goes down with that, any residual energies, all the way down into the earth, burning it up. And now to pull back the energies that are purified, imagine a golden sun above your head. and calling all the energy back into your golden sun above your head, and now filling up your body with clarity. So you're telling the energy what you want it to be. So obviously clarity for this one, but you can do love, you can do trust, you can do strength, courage, happiness, joy, ecstasy, bliss, whatever you want. So Maura, what I'd like you to do is bring in clarity. Now I'm going to see where this started, okay? So it actually started up even in your right hip area, and what I'm seeing is your liver, okay? So what I'd like you to do is to work on clearing the emotion of anger out of your liver, and or check in and see as well, was there any anger around what you did for a living, or if you needed to address a situation in the workplace, something that happened that had to do with work, okay? Anger sitting in the liver, all right? Okay, goodness, we're already at the top of the hour. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to have time to read everybody, but, oh, I had such a sweet time with all of you here. So let's just check to see. We have one more. I'm going to be able to do Gloria from, looks like Alabama, from Foley. I'm wondering if my team needs me to know anything specific and where I am on the spiritual path. Okay, Gloria, let me just tune into you, and let's just check and see for you what they're wanting you to know. Well, what they're showing me is the illumination starting to happen in your third eye and your crown chakras, but there's a little bit of disturbance and interference coming in from wherever it is, you know, your environment. I'm not sure if this is your home or where you work or the people around you. So what they're saying is really reinforce the cathartic template. That's the outer body of your energetic field, because this interference that's coming in is not allowing you to receive the clairaudient messages that are trying to come into your right ear, okay? So there's an upgrade that's going on, and there's interference. So, again, you're going to do the conscious deflection exercise from the emotional security system, and you're going to make sure that you are deflecting. So you can do, again, the mirrors, but you have to remember, everyone, you don't just put mirrors up around your aura. You need to consciously deflect the energies into the ocean or into the air and have them dissipate and go back to whomever sent them, okay? And you can do that with, you know, with consciousness or with awareness. I like to always have awareness attached to that, connected to that when you send it back, okay? All right, beautiful, sweet loves. Thank you for being here and playing with me today with the energetic management system. How wonderful it is when we all come together, all of our consciousness. And again, remember to be responsible with the energies. Anything that you clear, release, and let go of, transmute that and then bring it back as something that is a higher vibrational, but make sure you replace it in your being. Have fun with the body scanning exercise. And again, remember the association, disassociation, that little exercise that we did with the eyes. So that can kind of help you shift out of your own patterning of being attached to a state of positioning, okay? Because sometimes we'll take a stance and we'll just, you know, we'll dig in to the turf, you know, and it's like, I'm not moving, I'm not being flexible. Your higher self wants you to be flexible to a certain degree, so let's just make sure it's not a lower self persona trying to keep you stuck. Make sure you're able to be the witness and observer to yourself and your own behavior, okay? Because that's most important for us to evolve. We want to move to the next level in recognition of what needs to be let go of. so that we can kind of buoy up and receive the sunlight, let the light in. I am going to be doing a call tonight, so you should have gotten an the email. How's that call? It's at You Awakening, and I love that. I like to put a little question mark after that, You Awakening, because we are going through a tremendous shift with all of the frequencies in our being. So I'm going to be discussing tonight how to better handle that, how to understand the symptoms associated with that ascension process, and also how we can learn certain tools and the techniques for managing our time, our relationship to time, managing our clear messages and being able to move forward on our path, and also being able to stay grounded and make sure we have a space that's created that is conducive for moving and shifting as we go through the remodeling process, okay? All right, everyone, sending waves and waves and waves of love your way. Receive them right now. I'm sending them out on that golden grid, waves of love, waves of high-level consciousness and the highest vibrational healing energy. May you be healed immediately right now, and may everything align to the truth of your supreme being self. I love you. Again, this is Crystal Hughes, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.